Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Library, Information and Archival Sciences, Volume 4, and Issue 1. It was published on August 15, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Influence of Indigenous Books on Academic Performance of Students of Library and Information Science in Kware State University, Moleti. The authors are 1. Dr. Oyawumi Olotondo Oluwatoyin, from the Department of Library and Information Science, Lodoke, Akintola University of Technology, Ogbomoso, Oyo State, Nigeria. 2. Olatunji Ezekiel Tuboson, from Olusegun Oke Library, Lodoke, Akintola University of Technology. 3. Dr. Arenola Adisoji Adeola, from the Department of Library and Information Science, Lodoke, Akintola University of Technology, Ogbomoso, Oyo State, Nigeria. 4. Kolejo Funmilola Susan, from the Department of Library and Information Science, Lodoke, Akintola University of Technology, Ogbomoso, Oyo State, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. This study investigated the influence of indigenous books on academic performance of students of library and information science in Kware State University, Malit. The objectives of the study were to find out the influence of familiar content expression in indigenous books, determine the influence of familiar language of expression in indigenous books, and to find out the influence of familiar illustrations in indigenous books on the academic performance of library and information science students. The researchers employed a descriptive survey design using the questionnaire as their instrument for data collection. Only 300 level students from the Department of Library and Information Science, Kware State University, Moleti, were chosen to participate in the study. This is because students in 100 levels are new intakes, 200 levels are fairly new, while 400 level students were on 6 months mandatory student industrial work experience scheme. They were therefore excluded from the study. 320 copies of questionnaire were administered. All the 320 copies of the questionnaire were returned and found usable, representing 100% of the distributed questionnaires. The first section of the questionnaire elicited information on students' demographic information. The other sections elicited information on familiar content expression, language expression, and illustrations. Descriptive statistics of mean and standard deviation was used to answer the three research questions. The findings revealed that majority of the students are familiar with the content of expression in indigenous books, language of expression in indigenous books, and illustrations in indigenous books in form of examples and diagrams, which simplify the book, make reading interesting, and improve academic performance. The study concluded that familiar content expression, familiar language of expression, and familiar illustrations in indigenous books simplify the book, enhance understanding of the contents, and influence academic performance of library and information science students of Kware State University, Moleti. The study recommended that authors of indigenous books should make use of content expression that the students are familiar with. Moreover, the institution should endeavor to equip academic libraries with indigenous books that are written with the language that students are familiar with, while authors of indigenous books should adopt the use of local illustration, familiar examples, and diagrams, which can simplify the book, make reading interesting, and improve academic performance. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in Greener Journal of Library, Information and Archival Sciences. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.